Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 2 with verses 15 through 17. We, who are Jews by nature and not sinners from among the Gentiles, yet who know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. Even when we have believed in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law no one will be justified. But if, in seeking to be justified in Christ, we ourselves are found to be sinners, is Christ then a minister of sin? Of course not. I've been reminiscing over the last few days of living life in love and hope of true goodwill, sitting with an old friend who practically raised me at one point, giving me advice on things from children to money, representing to me what it means to be alive in the works of truth. A true example that I will always be grateful for and always look to visit and share my love with. Thank you, Bob and Linda. Amen. Today we come from you in the mountains of Tennessee, wandering in the Spirit, finding such joy in works that God calls us without a soul ever knowing except the recipient of said charity. This, my friends, is the works Paul speaks of today, the works of love over hate, of joy over shame, living to give what the Lord calls us to be, redeemed in Christ Jesus' blood. The works of faith supersede the works of the law, where justification comes from Jesus himself. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Continue to pray for our children aloud, Alexandra and Alan especially, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey, our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them as we pray for those who we've said that we would pray for. We pray for special intentions, Lord, that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. And we pray for the dying, as we do each day. Lord, may you give them peace in their last breath. We pray for those who have no one to pray for them, especially those who are in silence today, as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Galatians 2. It's verses 15 through 17. It's a one stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Law Works Not, Christ Jesus Faith. Gentile sinner not, nature ours Jew. Law works not, Christ Jesus faith. Faith justification sought, law works forgot. Christ justifies seekers, sin minister not. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's February 10th, 2022, and I'm recording this morning at 8:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. And God bless each and every one of you. As we close each day, in the name of Jesus, we always give a good shout out to our good friends John and Marie. Hope you're blessed today and getting over COVID. As we sit in the mountains of Tennessee, as mentioned, sitting with my good friend Bob Nielsen and Linda Nielsen. Linda's baking, or cooking bacon this morning, making me my mouth water. And my good friend Bob is smiling at me from ear to ear. I haven't seen him in a number of years. It's such a joy to see him in love, faith, and hope of Jesus. Again, thank you for joining us. God bless you. As we close at 6:03, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.